I'm bringing you more into just my leadership. I'm bringing you into my power. I shall anoint his life in you with the same power you see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But always know it is me and not you. But first comes the leadership by the new nature. Second comes the leadership by me. Thirdly comes the power. For through your own intercession, you have pleaded with me and asked me that you not be diverted off into the ditch onto the left or onto the right. So for that very purpose, I have held back to a certain extent my power through you in order that you have time to mature to that level you've requested of me, so that when this revival starts, it will not end until I return, says the Lord. For I have been teaching you line upon line, precept upon precept, diligently, not only in this camp, but in camps that are associated with this camp. And I have been raising you up not only in knowledge, but also in maturity of things in the Spirit, so that your core motives are aligned with mine, says the Lord. And I am not finished with that process yet, but no, soon and very soon. Be diligent in these things. For sooner than you think, before you think you're ready, I shall use you in things that you now know not. I shall use you. You say, I'm not ready. And I'm going, it's time. So be diligent in this time of preparedness. Be diligent in this time of preparedness. Allow my Spirit to have his way with you, for I am preparing for a great harvest. The greatest harvest this world has ever seen. And your joy shall be so full. Your joy shall be so full. Hearken to my Spirit. Hearken to my Spirit, says the Lord. But know there is joy in heaven. Heaven's not a sad place, says the Lord. Heaven is not a sad place. I am the God of hope. I am the God of hope. Look unto me. Yield to my Spirit. Watch what I do, says the Lord.